Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you that question. Like, I mean, the Wings had such a run of success. And when you have a run of success, you do have to be resilient because stuff happens. You know, the more hockey games, it's like Derek Jeter says in baseball, the more baseball games you play, the more postseason games you play, you actually have more failure. You know, the idea is to try to have more success than you have failure, but the longer your season is, you're going to be put in positions where you're going to have to rebound from stuff, you're going to have to show your resiliency. Hey, what separates a team, teams that can do that, from teams that can't do it?
Well, I think that's the characteristic right there, is that the team and the individuals are resilient. You know, there's a lot of, you know, usually there'd be a lot of great leadership in a dressing room. Your best players during the playoffs are going to be your best players, and you're going to remain healthy. And then you just really believe that you can handle anything thrown at you. And, you know, with, you know, that situation, I know you're talking about, you know, Ozzie, and to me, you know, to me, he's a bona fide Hall of Famer with the stats that he's put up. I know there's an argument about it. I know, but you look at what he's done, you know, putting in over 400 wins, one of only 10 goalies to do that, the wins that he has in the playoffs, the Stanley Cups that he has. The thing about Ozzie is he always gave us a chance to win the hockey game. And that's something that I think as any player, that's all you ever want from a goaltender, is a guy that's going to give you that chance to win. And that's exactly what he did in 98. You know, I'll never forget. He let a long goal in against the Dallas Stars in overtime, kind of rode up the shaft of the stick, went in, and we had to go back to Detroit. And then I believe the next night or the next game, he ended up shutting Dallas out. You know, those are the things that, you know, Chris Osgood, he's probably the best to have short-term memory. I mean, he lets something in, bounces back, and then he's huge. But, you know, those are the things that that make team win at the end. And there's a reason why you are the Stanley Cup champions, you know, going through 2 months of almost playing every other night, is because of the way that you can handle things, the way that you handle adversity, the way you bounce back from it. And, you know, that's exactly what you need if you're going to be able to call yourself a Stanley Cup champion.
Chris Draper joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Chris, at the end, when you've won a Stanley Cup, the season is over, and you kind of reflect on it, do you remember the hard times as much as you remember the really bright times? You know, do you remember that game that, you know, oh God, we lost that game, but we came back and won the next game? Do you remember those almost as much as you do sort of the great individual games or just the bright moments?
Well, here we are talking about 1998, and I kind of remember that clear as day.
Yeah.
So you remember when you win, you remember exactly the stuff that you've overcome. And that's I think that's what makes it so gratifying, is how 22, 24 players come together, really believe in what they can do. The common goal, obviously, is as soon as the regular season ends, you feel that you're going to be the Stanley Cup champions. And then a lot of things have to fall into place for sure. You know, like I said, you know, I was very fortunate to play with the great players that I played with. Those guys led us every night, but we also had, you know, a lot of character players, a lot of role players that stepped up and scored some big goals and really complete team efforts. And that's exactly what you need. And it just, you know, to, you know, when you sit back in the summer and then you get that Stanley Cup and it's at your house and, you know, you kind of start telling some stories about, you know, the games and the players and the goals and the timely saves and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's what makes it, you know, that's what makes that trophy so great, is because of the sacrifices that everybody makes to win it.
Chris Draper joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Are you still watching these playoffs?
You know what? I have a 9-year-old son who absolutely loves the game. We watch a little bit. We watched the first period last night together, and then as soon as he wakes up around 7 o'clock, I have the NHL Network on as well. So I'm still surrounded by it. But, I mean, it's tough, especially watching the West, you know, watching San Jose and Vancouver. You just kind of think, like, you know, how close we were to still continue playing, and, you know, that could have been us, but obviously it wasn't. You know, so it's it still burns, but, you know, you just realize, you know, how tough it is to win and when you lose and how disappointed you are that the season's over. So I do watch a little bit, but I'll be honest with you, it's more because of my 9-year-old than me wanting to turn the TV on and watch it.
Chris, have you had a chance to talk to Ken Holland yet about what next year may hold?
I haven't. There's meetings going on this week. I'm going to talk to Kenny for sure, and just kind of, you know, I guess I have a good relationship with Kenny Holland, and you know, he's going to, you know, let me know what he's thinking, and then I'm going to let him know what I think, and then we'll go from there.
What, you know, I've often wondered with guys who play at such a level of intensity every night, how will you know when it's time to walk away? Because it seems to me that, you know, you have to bring it every night, and you know you're maximum effort guy. And I've often thought that maybe some players who have a lot of skill, they can tell when their skills diminish. But guys who play hard every night, you know, you might be able to do that when you're 53. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to get that intensity going. But when will you know?
You know what? That's a tough one because, you know, I don't have that feeling right now that I can't bring that intensity. That, you know, I'm going to take a week off. I'm going to start training like I'm going to play next year. I'm not thinking like, you know, I'm going to take off 6 weeks and July 1st. I'm going to start training and get, you know, and then see what happens. You know, I think that's the one thing that I still have that burning desire to go out and play every shift and help my team in whatever way I can. And, you know, so with that said, you know, I still feel that I can play this game. I believe in myself. I believe I can do it. I know that I'm going to train all summer like I'm going to play in another long season. You know, those are the kind of things that I've already thought about, and yet it's only been, you know, 4 or 5 days since we lost out. So it's not like I was thinking like, you know, I just want to sit back and relax and take this in and see what's going on. But, you know, with that said, obviously there's some decisions that have to be made around the Detroit Red Wings. I know we have some young players that are coming up, but I still feel that I can compete for a job. I still feel I can compete in the NHL and play at that high level. And, you know, so those are the things that, you know, obviously when I sit down and I talk to Kenny and, you know, those are the things that I'm going to talk about. And I certainly want to, you know, hear what he has to say as well. And then, you know, a decision will be made on my future as a Detroit Red Wing.
Chris Draper joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. When that team broke up after the loss to San Jose, when you guys went your separate ways, was there a sense that it was kind of the end of something special, that the next year's Red Wings team was going to have a lot of changes?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes. We have a lot of players that are under contract. You know, obviously, you know, when you have a Pavel Datsyuk and you have a Henrik Zetterberg, Jimmy Howard, you know, certainly established himself as a big-time goaltender. He was great for us all playoffs. You know, Brad Stewart, Nicholas Cronwall, Brian Rafalski, I mean, Dan Cleary. You know, we have a great mix. And the younger guys, Darren Helm, Justin Abdelkader. You know, there's a lot of the core of this team is still signed. So I think, you know, there's certainly going to be changes. That's just how it is in the new NHL with the salary cap. You know, players come, players go, but we have a solid nucleus in our hockey club, and you know, obviously the big decision, you know, is what Nick Lidstrom is going to do. He had another, you know, he's up for the Norris again, which is amazing. He had, you know, a great, certainly had a fantastic series against San Jose. You know, so he's got a big decision to make. I mean, that's kind of the rock of our hockey club, with just every time he's on the ice, the calming influence that he is. So I think, you know, there's certainly going to be changes. There always is in the NHL when you don't win. You know, so that's something that, you know, we're all well aware of. But, you know, the future is certainly still strong for our organization and our team. And we feel that, you know, we can still compete on any night with anybody.
Chris, before I let you go, I did want to ask you, we're going to be talking to Doug Risebrough in the next hour about Derek Bugard. Just your thoughts on the weekend's news about Derek and, you know, and being found dead in his apartment in Minneapolis on Friday night.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We were actually, we were out at a team dinner when some of the guys got some text messages on what had just happened. And I had never met Derek Bugard. off the ice. And fortunately, I didn't meet him on the ice that much as well.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the presence of Derek when he was on the ice, that's so big, so strong, so physical. And obviously, he had to be a great teammate. He would do anything for his team, for his teammates. And, you know, that's what, you know, probably made him special. But, you know, when you hear about that, so sad. Like I said, I didn't know him, but my heart goes out to his family, and it's just, you know, it's a tragedy in the NHL, and I'm just sorry that something like that had to happen.
Hey, Chris, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you guys do a lot of, you especially do a lot of interviews during the regular season. I know you guys like a break, so I really appreciate your time. Enjoy your summer, and best of luck in the future.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.